Family of Grace, welcome to another episode of Daily Grace with Alan Wonder Chapter 8 Edition. Today's Wonder Chapter is Job Chapter 38, and then she'll start with the word of prayer. Almighty loving God, one, thank you for this wonderful day. One, thank you for your gift of life. One, thank you for your gift of provision. One, thank you for always being there for us. Father, what we have gone wrong in our thoughts, in our actions, in what we have done, and what we have failed to do. Father, may you please have mercy on us. May you protecting us. May you guiding us. May you showing us your way, Father. All those who are sick, all those who are in pain, all those who are in distress, Father, all those who lack, Father, may you always give them. May you always provide for them like you provide for the birds in the sky. We pray this, believing and trusting in your mighty name and that of your Son, Jesus Christ, who strengthens us. Amen. And without wasting time, let's go straight to Job chapter 38. The Lord speaks. Then the Lord spoke to Job out of the storm. He said, "Who is this that obscures my plans with words without knowledge? Brace yourself like a man. I will question you and you shall answer me. Where were you when I laid the foundation of the earth? Tell me if you understand. Who marked off its dimensions? Surely you know. Who stretched out a measuring line across it? On what were its footings set? Or who laid its cornerstone? While the morning stars sang together and all the angels shouted for joy. Who shut up the sea behind the doors when it burst forth from the womb? When I made the clouds in its garments and wrapped it in the thick darkness, when I fixed limits for it and set its doors and bars in place, when I said, 'This far you may come from no further, here is why you are proud waves howled.' Have you ever given orders to the morning or shown the dawn its place? This might take the earth by the edges or shake the wicked out of it. The earth takes shape like clay under seal. Its features stand out like those of a comet. The wicked are denied their light, and their upraised arm is broken. Have you journeyed to the springs of the sea or walked on the recesses of the depth? Have the gates of death been shown to you? Have you seen the gates of the deepest darkness? Have you comprehended the vast expanses of the earth? Tell me if you know all this. What is the way to abode of light? And where does darkness reside? Can you take them to places? Do you know where the path to their dwellings? Surely you know, for you are already born. You have lived so many years. Have you entered the storehouses of snow or seen the storehouses of hail, which I reserve for the times of trouble, for days of war and battle? What is the way to the place where lightning is dispersed, or the place where the east winds are scattered over the earth? Who cuts a channel for the torrents of rain and a path for the thunderstorm to water a land where no one lives, and an inhabited desert, to satisfy a desolate wasteland and make it sprout with grass? Does the rain have a father? Whose fathers the drops of dew? From whose womb does the ice come? Who gives birth to the frost from the heavens? When the waters become hard as stone, when the surface of the deep is frozen, can you bind the chains of Pleiades? Can you loosen Orion's belt? Can you bring forth the constellations in their seasons, or lead out the bear with its cubs? Do you know what the laws of heavens? Can you set up God's dominion over the earth? Can you raise your voice to the clouds? Can you cover yourself with a flood of water? Do you send the lightning bolts on their way? Do they report to you, 'Here we are'? Who gives the ibis freedom, or who gives the rooster understanding? Who has the wisdom to count the clouds? Who can tip over the water jars of the heavens? When the dust becomes hard and clogs of us stick together, do you hunt the prey for the lioness and satisfy hunger of the lions when they couch in that dense or lie in wait of a thicket? Who provides food for the raven when it's young? Cry out to God and wonder about the lack for food." And this is where our wonder chapter ends. This is a very interesting wonder chapter, and I just have one message, just one, that I want us to pick from this. We see the Lord finally responding. This is like chapter 38, and Job's words started around the early chapters. You can see how patient the Lord is. I mean, we can see how patient the Lord is. that he lets Jobs and his friends say everything that they want to say. They talk left and right, say what, A, B, C, D. Then he finally comes and answers them. Amen. He finally comes and responds to them. Wow. What a God that we serve. Doesn't it make your heart beat for such kind of patience? The Bible today is asking us to be patient. The same patience the Lord had towards Job and his friends. Let us borrow that leaf today. That we be patient. That when we pray, we pray and wait patiently. That in whatever we do it with patience. I'm going to go to verse 1. It says, then the Lord spoke to Job out of a storm. He said, verse 2, who is this that obscures my plan with words without wisdom? Amen. Who is this who obscures my plans with words without wisdom? That's verse 2. So many times we are trying to obscure God's plan as well. Sometimes we don't even know that we're doing it. Sometimes we know it. Today the Bible is questioning us a lot. If you read through this whole chapter, you see the Lord asking Job so many questions. And he has no answer to them. Amen. He has no answer to them because he cannot respond to them. This is the same Job who was answering almost every question left and right. But are you seeing how God is humbling him right now? We had seen Job going astray a bit. He was trying to go off track. And the Lord has come in, and he has come in hot. He has come in with questions that Job cannot answer. He's humbling Job. And that's what happens when we decide to put ourselves above God. When we decide to do things our own way. And this just also tells us that the Lord is always listening. Amen. That the Lord is always hearing. The Lord is always watching. Whatever you say. Wow. What a God that we serve. He took time and came. Can you imagine? He was responding to mere mortals. He came to respond to mere mortals. And that's how much God loves us. And you can see how much pain he had when you read through these questions was asking Job. He was hurt. And that's the same thing we do to God. When we question him, when we disobey him, when we do not respect him, we are hurting God. But at the end of the day, we shall hurt ourselves. Nothing that we do adds or takes away something from God. Nothing. He is a supreme being. He has everything that he needs. But it's not nice when we repay him in certain ways. The Lord is always doing things for us, but are we going to repay him with questions? Are we going to repay him with doubt? Sit down. Read Job chapter 38. What do you understand? What message do you get? Feel free to write us dailygracewithallan@yahoo.com or send us a direct message at Instagram or Twitter at dailygracewithallan. We love to hear from you. Remember, the Lord can use one word to send 1,000 messages. Almighty loving God, I want to thank you for this wonderful day. I want to thank you for the gift of life. I want to thank you for the gift of provision. I want to thank you for always being there for us, Father. Where we have gone wrong in our sins, in our thoughts, in what we have done, in what we have failed to do. Father, may you please forgive us. May you come and direct our thoughts. May you always come and be with us. Father, may you bless the works of our hands. And may you bless everything that we are going to do. We always believe in and trust in your mighty name. And that of your Son, Jesus Christ, who strengthens us. Amen.